What is going on, Panthers Nation? Carolina Dad here, your host of the Two Growls, One Roar podcast, back with a morning edition. As I sit here and drink my coffee, it's a little after 6 o'clock. Probably wondering, why are you recording at 6 o'clock in the morning? Well, that's because last night I spent about an hour on the Fantasy Roadshow podcast. Shout out to those guys. They had me on. We went through everything from last season, looking at what's happened this offseason, free agency, looking ahead into next season. We talked about everything. It's a little over an hour. That episode is going to be available, I think, Monday. So as soon as it becomes available, you know, I'll promote it. So you'll also be able to go out there and watch it. So that's part of the reason that I'm recording early. Also, I just needed to get an episode out. So here we go. A lot of content to go through. Biggest thing happening right now, the annual league meetings in Orlando. And that's where you've seen the pictures of the coaches, you know, the annual coach picture. We have Dave Canales sitting right next to Andy Reid. When they posted that picture, I said, that's like when your wife makes you become friends with her best friend's husband. It's just funny. You got to go look at the picture and you'll definitely get it, or at least I think you will. So we have that. We have the GMs. We have the owners down there. Of course, the coaches, like I said. Lots of things happening. We've heard from Dan Morgan earlier this week. We also heard from Dave Canales. We've got some insights into how they're thinking about the roster, how they're thinking about some of the key players on this team and what that might look like. How do they feel about certain positions? Why not? Let's go ahead. Let's talk about it. Now, this is the high level overview. As I go in and digest this stuff, you know, I'll eventually have more and more to talk about. But for today, I think there was a few things that came out of it. Number one, still working on the Derrick Brown extension. So they'd love to get that locked up, as would I. I joked that, you know, as they talk this talk about getting Derrick Brown back and getting him signed long term, that we've heard this story multiple times over the past few years. And again, now it's different technically with Dan and Brant running the show. It's like, you're not going to fool me thinking that you're just going to knock this thing out the park. Like, I don't know that I have faith, but I will hold back. Another wild thing that's coming out of this Brown, some website somewhere started spinning off like landing spots for Derrick Brown to be traded. I just don't see that. I don't see how you trade your absolute best player on offense or defense, because that's what he is. He is the best player on this team right now. Pro bowler, should be considered an all pro. Did make the cut because I think partially because the team is just that bad, but I don't see how the Panthers could ever let him walk. We also heard about J.C. Horn. Where does J.C. Horn sit right now? Well, talking about his fifth-year option. Again, the Panthers have until early May to decide if they're going to pick up the fifth-year option, which is right around $11 to $12 million. So it would put him under contract next year. So if the Panthers decide not to do it, he would be a free agent after this season. I'm in favor, as everyone who follows the show knows, I'm in favor of picking it up regardless of injury. $12 million, you know, how much Dante Jackson was making or going to make this year? 16. So I think the upside there is worth it. Yeah, there's going to be people who say, well, he's never on the field. He's always hurt. Let's just give it another year. And I don't think you're burning yourself next year if it doesn't. You know, if you go through this season and you go through the same issues, you may look at, okay, well, yeah, let's move off of this and, you know, eventually try to trade him out. And that's a possibility. But I'm all for, let's get the contract. I think he's going to be okay when healthy, when available. He is one of the top cornerbacks in the NFL. Offensive line. So we've had this, I don't want to say like, assumed idea, because I know reports came out, but officially hearing the team talk about Austin Corbett moving moving to center on the offensive line. And that's a thing. Dave Canales excited about it, says that he's a leader, which I get being a leader. I'm all for having leaders, but I think someone else I was tweeting with was like, technically everyone who's made it this far is essentially a leader. And I get it's a little bit different in the NFL, but all these guys are, the best of the best. The way that they're talking about him at center does make me wonder if the Panthers will decide not to draft a center. When I go through all the mocks, if you've been following along on the mock drafts, there's really like Frazier and Powers Johnson that it, those are like the two right now. And I know there's a few like guy out of Wisconsin, but as far as like an impact center, you're almost going to have to draft him in the second round, possibly third if available. So if you wait to decide to draft a center in the fourth, fifth round, like sure you may get someone that can produce, but at the same time, you may find yourself in a situation where you're just drafting depth. And maybe that's okay. Maybe you're not trying to get a starter. But I am anxious to see what the Panthers decide to do. If they want to go the route of, hey, let's draft a center, let's bring in competition, or they look at Austin and say, well, you know what? I think we're going to be good. We'll give him this 1 year, and then next year, if things don't go well, we'll figure it out. One thing about him, he has battled some injury. We know that. Trying to stay healthy, working through the knee stuff. You hope that he would be healthy. But I do think it's a decent option, even if you don't draft, to bring in an undrafted free agent at that position. Like, I think that's a must to do that. The other name or position group that was talked about is the tight end room. You're probably wondering, well, why haven't we approached a tight end? There's really not that many tight ends available in free agency. And the coaching staff feels very highly of the folks that are in here. They've talked about Tommy Tremble. I feel like he can be the number one tight end. At least that's what's being, kind of talked about today. You have Ian Thomas, who's being recognized as a blocker, the blocker that he is, really good run blocker, and then Steven Sullivan. So for me, when I heard this come out yesterday, it's similar to the center position. Like, I think we should draft a tight end, like a true playmaking tight end. We've seen the success of rookie tight ends over really the last year, but in the league, quarterbacks that excel have a great tight end that's paired with them. It's almost a must. And I think maybe Tommy Tremble could take the step forward and become a 500, 600 yard receiving tight end. But at the same time, I don't know. Like, I don't know that he's going to be the guy that the upside's, 1,000 yard season or 800. It could sit around 300, 400, 500 yards a year. Five or six touchdowns, which isn't a terrible spot to be in, but you wonder what the offense and the style. Maybe the Panthers try to look there in the draft, even though they're saying that things are okay. You also go back and look at the Dave Canales offense in Tampa. They carried three tight ends. That was one of the things I talked about or have talked about as well. And receiving wise, the yardage wasn't fantastic. I was going to go back and look and see if we can pull up their stats. Okay, so we'll go. Cade Otton was the leading tight end. He had 455 receiving yards, four touchdowns. So not a lot of production. That was it. The next tight end was Payne Durham with 58 yards receiving. And then Ko Kieft had two. And another tight end had negative 10. And also, if you look at the depth chart, they usually had about three on the active roster. So not as heavily involved as a lot of other offenses. And I mean, Baker threw for 4,000 yards. I mean, a lot of that was dispersed between Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. And and partially to the running back. Like the running back, White was the third leading receiver for that team. So I'm still listing that as a need. Another thing, if you haven't gone out, I put together my position group needs following free agency, because the other thing I've talked about is like, hey, free agency is over, right? It is officially over. I mean, at least the big waves, we know there's going to be other signings that come through. I originally had center as the top need, but now I kind of want to push that down, and I'd probably bump up edge, wide receiver, cornerback, inside linebacker, center, and then tight end. So those are my position groups, or at least the ones that I have, as far as what I'm saying the needs are for the Panthers. I also have my top five moves of the offseason. Deontay Johnson trade, number one. Robert Hunt signing, two. TJ Wonum, outside linebacker, number three. Damian Lewis, number four, can guard. And A'shaun Robinson, defensive tackle, number five. Yeah, don't know why I was going on a tangent there, but I guess I was talking through the draft. So the other news that came about, we kind of talked about some of these, or you've probably seen, I was looking back through my notes here. Now I'll pick that up. Yep. So some of the rule changes that have taken are coming out this year. One, the kickoff rule. And I'm going to go through these in a lot more detail, but the XFL style kickoff, if you haven't seen it, is going to be in place. Not a big fan. Talked about the hip drop tackle. And there's also just an update to challenges as far as the number that you can get. It's not really the number, but originally you had to get two challenges correct before you could get the third. Now you only have to get one right. And then the trade deadline has been pushed back. There's also a minor change with the enforcement of fouls prior to a change of possession. Panthers were impacted by this a few times last year, where they got really terrible field position because there were, should have been offsetting penalties, but it was the way that it was enforced didn't work in the Panthers' favor. There's actually, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rule changes, 4 bylaw changes, and 2 resolutions. Some of these are simple, but I'll do a full breakdown of all of these because there's other documentation that goes with it, and I can share those out. I guess the other thing that I didn't talk about when it comes to Morgan and Canales is Clowney. So we do know that, according to Dan Morgan, the Panthers are still staying in touch with Clowney. I know it sounds like the New York Jets really want him, but at least the Panthers, it's going to be a little bit, right? It's going to be a journey. It's going to take some time before Clowney makes a decision, but it's good to know the Panthers are still looking at him and others. And speaking of others, came out yesterday that the Panthers are interested or have reached out to Stephon Gilmore, cornerback, who was formerly with the Panthers. Remember, he was here. We traded for him. Ended up letting him walk. He goes to Indy, then goes down to Dallas. So he's a little bit older, but he's a Charlotte native from here. I'd be glad to bring him on. I mean, production-wise, I know it's not going to be the same guy he was like 2-3 years ago. But he is an impact player at a position of need for the Panthers. And I'm all about adding in the veterans that can help strengthen this team whenever possible. So like I said, I know the bulk of free agency is done, but I would expect some of these straggler signings to continue to go through and strengthen the roster, man. Keep building it out. Speaking of the roster and building it out and strengthening it, the other thing to start talking about for us is the top 30 visit tracker. Remember, the Panthers can bring in up to 30 prospects into the facilities, and that's where they're going to get to know them a little bit better. They can have the staff go through, perform medical evaluations, things like that. And like I said, you get a variety of guys. You get guys that are likely going to be drafted and some that may be potential undrafted guys that maybe you'd want to recruit. So the thing I want to highlight, though, before I talk about the prospects, is there is a difference in the top 30 visit list, which you'll see floated around, and prospect meetings. So Sports Illustrated has a really nice list of the doing the best they can to consolidate and track all of the visits and the prospect meetings. So the prospect meetings range from the Senior Bowl, the Shrine Bowl, all those bowls, the Combine, as well as going out to all these pro days and meeting with the players. So that list is going to be a much, much larger. Jonathan Brooks, Keon Coleman, Troy Franklin, Delmar Glaze, Christian Haynes, Xavier Leggett, Ladd McConkey, Patrick Paul, Anaya Smith, Brian Thomas Jr., Tez Walker, Malik Washington, Jared Wiley, a lot of wide receivers, tons of wide receivers, a few running backs, a few offensive linemen. One of those is a quarterback. One thing we also heard that I didn't talk about is that when it comes to the third quarterback on the team, Canales is not a fan of drafting, you know, a rookie or a development position. He wants to bring in another veteran. So I'd look over these next, you know, few weeks to see, I don't even know what veteran free agent quarterbacks are available, but what veteran ends up coming in and stepping in that place. On defense, we have talked to JD Bertrand, linebacker out of Notre Dame, Austin Booker, edge, Andre Carter, edge, Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker, Jaden Crumdy, defensive tackle, Braden Fisk, defensive tackle, Marshall Nealand, edge, Mark Perry, safety, Xavier Thomas, edge, Braylon Trice, edge, Nate Wiggins, corner. So a lot of edge, few corners, defensive line, linebacker, and a safety. So that's your prospect list. On the flip side, we've got our top 30 visits. Now, again, it's hard. This isn't published. It doesn't have to be published. So you consolidate tweets, pull those together. And up until this point, we have Brendan Rice, wide receiver, son of Jerry Rice, Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker, and I should say out of Texas A&M, Brendan Rice, USC, Southern California, Marshall Nealon, edge, Jonathan Brooks, running back, and then Malachi Corley, which I really like at wide receiver. Some great prospects there. You know, some fans, when I put together some of my mocks, were not a fan of us picking up a running back. I personally am. I'm like, if you can upgrade the position, I talked about it last night on the Fantasy Roadshow podcast. If you can upgrade, do it. Like, this is, you know, Miles Sanders is likely going to be here for another year, guaranteed. But if you can upgrade any of these positions, and that seems to be the model that we're going with, you do it. You upgrade, you build for the future. And that's the way you should look at it. Now, coming up over the next, few weeks, I'm going to be working on formalizing my calendar a little bit. One, to make myself available. I haven't decided how I'm going to do this, but to make myself more available to hop on other shows. So if you do have a show or if you have a podcast and you're like, hey, man, I'd love to have you on. Maybe not. I'm going to work on making that available so that, hey, kind of set aside some time myself. But then also I'm going to start trying to block off time to bring a few folks on, hopefully in the spring. I mean, the nice thing about this is I can do it whenever I want. It's just me. So it's pretty easy to do. But I do like the idea of having other folks come onto the show. What was the other? Oh, the other news. International market. So the Panthers remain strong, kind of, right? Internationally with Germany. And shout out to Germany. And shout out to the folks that listen in Germany. I know I have other folks that listen throughout the world. But the Panthers, NFL released new markets, teams assigned to those markets. Germany's pretty crowded, but you can go out there and look at that. Panthers did not pick up another country. So right now it's just Germany, which is fine. Although I know that there are fans spread out. Again, a lot of folks in the UK, Ireland. I've got one listener in South Korea. Shout out to you, because when I posted, you're like, why not South Korea? Why didn't the Panthers get South Korea? I love that. So appreciate all the folks that are tuning into the show. Let me go out, and just because it has been a week, I want to make sure I didn't miss any news in particular for the Panthers. We talked about Stephon Gilmore. Oh, this is pretty significant. So we did hear that DJ Wonnum, again, outside linebacker coming over from Minnesota, is likely to miss OTAs due to a quad injury that he suffered last year with Minnesota. So we'll monitor that, but sounds like he should be back plenty of time for training camp. Yeah, and this other headline says, Panthers' Dave Canales wants to build emotional currency with Bryce Young. Apparently, he's been spending a lot of time with Bryce, like three-hour dinners. That was something that came out of it. So really getting to know him as a person. Dave Canales does believe the Panthers will be competitive this year in a dangerous NFC South. Again, I'm fine with him having that approach. Absolutely. Like, hey, let's be competitive. That's what we want to see, is competitive football. Let's hit that 5.5-6 win or more. But let's see. Panthers head coach Dave Canales offers fascinating insight into Bryce Young's footwork. Yeah, he did talk about footwork. He really felt that a lot of the issues with Bryce this past year had to do with the offensive line and the poor offensive line play. And that's part of the reason that we saw Bryce not being able to drop back as far. So I don't know this year. I should say the other thing that was talked about a lot was Deontay Johnson, his history, how did the Panthers evaluate him? Did they have concerns with him as a locker room player? And Dan Morgan, Dave Canales both spoke to that. No concerns. And, you know, really just they've been looking at him for a while, impressed with him as a player and like what he can bring to the Panthers. If you're a fan of NFL draft hats, actually never got one last year. I wanted to, but I didn't. The Panthers have released their NFL draft hat, against the hat the players put on. They're pretty nice. There's a black one and a blue one. It's double logo to black logo, blue logo, background, but it's got Keep Pounding on the side and then North Carolina, South Carolina stacked on top of each other, which is pretty cool. Yep, so keep it in touch with Clowney, fifth-year option for Horn. Dan Morgan did talk about Brian Burns, why he was traded. Just felt like the time to do it. You can go back and listen to that. He even has a video, a free agent video online where he talks about that as well. I should say a free agent video where he's breaking down some film with the Panthers on Panthers social. And I think that's it, folks. I think that's all the news that we got for today. So I will hope, one, you enjoy March Madness, if that's your thing. I should say I should give an update on the bracket. I don't have it pulled up in front of me. So the next time I record, I'll be sure to give you an update on the Two Girls, One Roar March Madness bracket. Anyways, folks, this is Carolina Dad. I hope y'all have a great one.